Time now for a check on sports. We'll bring in Mike Cossey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
I'm okay.
Did you guys get much rain down there?
I don't know. I was sleeping. Everything's wet. We got a lot of thunder outside right now.
Yeah, we got pounded up here, and it's pounded. I bet you we got close to 2 inches of rain here last night.
Yeah, it's been raining hard around us, but like I said, I don't know about here, but everything's wet.
All right. Well, I want to start off with the story that we talked about Janoris Jenkins, the finding a dead body at his house.
Mm-hmm.
His brother. Yeah, unbelievable. It's his brother.
What's that movie says you can't fix stupid?
He comes home and he finds out his brother just killed somebody. It's just unbelievable.
Well, like they said in that show Beretta, you do the crime, you do the time.
Unbelievable.
Clink. Next.
Anyway, so with that being said, we can go wherever you would like to go.
Saw the best baseball game last night, saw in about 3 years. Well, I can't say that. I saw the best baseball game last night since the Astros eliminated the Yankees last November.
Okay.
But all kidding aside, it was one of the best baseball games I've seen in a long time. What am I talking about? College World Series. Great game last night between Arkansas and Oregon State. A seesaw game. Oregon State had the lead. Arkansas came back with some real timely hitting against some good pitching. Had the lead going into the ninth inning with two outs and lost the game. A misplay by Arkansas on a foul ball where three people were around it and all missed it. That cost them the World Series last night. And some real good clutch hitting by Oregon State and then a two-run bomb later on after they tied it, put them up 5-3 and really shell-shocked it. And the thing with this tournament is they've been playing for over a week now, so your pitching's chopped up. So tonight's going to be one of those anything can happen type of games, and I definitely won't miss it. So it's the deciding game three between Arkansas and Oregon State last night, and it was just a tremendous game. So like I said, I've been telling you, watch these games. They're kids. They try hard. They never give up. Even in the bottom of the ninth inning, Arkansas put some guys on and had a chance where they can tie the game up, and Oregon State made a pitching change with a kid that was throwing just absolute pellets. So you never know what's going to happen in these games, but it's good baseball, and you should watch it tonight, definitely. But last night was one of the games for the ages, in my opinion.
And we'll swing the pendulum to the other side. The Mets gave up four in the bottom.
There we go.
Unbelievable.
Familia. He's no Familia, boy. Let me tell you that. He's an outcast. He got no outs last night, gave up three hits, one walk, all four runs. The Mets were winning 3-0 going into the top of the eighth inning. And as I was watching the College World Series, you know, ESPN has the trailer going on the bottom, and the Mets went from winning 3-2 to losing 5-3 in the blink of an eye. And there you go. When the Mets are going to look to dismantle this team, the first guy that should go is Familia. Even if you get a bucket of old balls for him, he's the first guy that needs to go. And it was pretty cool the other night, this overrated pitcher. There was a play at second base with the Pirates to break up a double play. Clean slide. Very clean slide. Hard slide, clean slide. He starts mouthing off to the guys. He's going back to the dugout. Both dugouts empty. No punches were thrown. And this is when you know your team is lost. The guy that was taken out at second base by the Mets was hugging the Pirate, telling them it was okay. So you don't even have your pitcher's back, even though he's wrong. You're hugging the other team. The Mets are in total disarray.
All right, Red Sox back in first. They hang on.
Yeah, no, we're not going there yet.
Oh, where do you want to go?
Yankees got shut out again last night, four-hit shutout.
Yeah, did you see
Philadelphia Phillies win 3-0?
Did you see who was in the lineup?
Yeah, who?
A lot of replacements.
Gardner, Stanton, Hicks, Gregorius, Torres, Andujar, Walker. I don't see many replacements there. The only replacement I see is with the catcher.
No.
Who's missing? Tell me, please. I don't understand who's missing.
I know
Shrek didn't play because I mean he's an old man.
You.
He needed a night off.
Thank you very much.
Oh, so that he's their whole team, huh?
And also, they couldn't put the designated hitter in because
pitcher. Let me get the violin out.
So there's three.
So guess what? When they play in the World
Series, are you going to let me finish?
Asked
me a question. You're going to let me finish?
Go ahead.
So you take three out of the nine batters out of the lineup, two of them very productive, and you also have a pitcher on the field who actually did a pretty good job for not being on a pitcher, and they've been pitching without Tanaka now for about 3 weeks. So I think they're doing just fine.
Well, let me get the violin out. So how did they win the other night?
What do you mean how did they win? Because they had a good pitcher on the field. That's why. Who struck out nine in seven innings.
But they didn't score a hell of a lot of runs, even with Shrek playing, did they?
They scored six runs. What do you mean? That's not a hell of a lot of runs?
No, not for the great Yankees.
Oh, for the Yankees. But I think the average team in Major League Baseball scores a little under five a game.
They're not the average team,
are they? I'm just saying, they're way above the average in scoring in that game.
And like I was saying before, if you get to the World Series, there's no DH when you're playing a National League town.
I'm not saying you're going to get to the World Series.
I'm just saying. So
I'm just saying that I was going to lead into the Yankees by complimenting the Red Sox, but you have to go in there with your Yankee negativity and not
compliment the Red Sox for what? They won a ball game.
They held on to win the ball game. Yeah, that's right, and they took over first place. That's exactly right. So I was about to compliment the Red Sox, and you ruined my compliment. One of the rare compliments I make to the Red Sox, and you stepped on it and ruined it. You threw
it
away.
No compliment. They won 9-6. They're supposed to win some games.
You threw it in the garbage. I was about to credit them, and you threw my credit to them in the garbage. Now my Red Sox friends they'll make me do it again.
Good. So do it again.
All right.
Oh, guess what?
What?
The Yankees play the Red Sox this weekend.
That's exactly right, they do.
So and I'll go right there right now. Friday night, the Yankees lose.
Okay.
Chocolate Chip Sabathia will not win this game. Okay. He will not pitch four innings.
Well, now, are you going to change that Sabathia won't win the game or that the Yankees are going to lose?
Well, if you don't win the game, the Yankees lose.
No, that's not necessarily true.
Okay, so how can Sabathia get a loss and the Yankees win?
No, he can be pulled out of the game and a reliever come in and the Yankees win.
Okay, Sabathia will get the loss and the Yankees will lose.
Okay, there, that's different.
I didn't know it was an English class.
Yes, you are.
So we'll see. Well, you know, maybe Shrek might have a hangnail. He might not play Friday, or maybe the National League MVP might need a day off. He might not play Friday. You never know.
You never know. You just never know. Well, now we've managed to argue our way
and
to the
end. And they should have no DH in baseball because baseball's played with nine batters, one being a pitcher, so that you have to make moves that Joe Torre couldn't make for his career.
Like somebody I know. Wah, wah.
Yeah, we'll see. Wah, wah. How many years has it been since the Yankees won a World Series?
A long time, but there's 27.
How many have they won this millennium?
There's 27 up there on the shelf. No one's even close.
Yeah, they're getting dusty.
Yeah, they're not getting that dusty. All right, we're out of time now.
Okay.
Because we have to go to the weather because it's raining.
Yeah, it's raining.
All right.
It's supposed to get hot as heck, too.
That's right. 100 degrees by Sunday.
I'll be in the air conditioning.
I think you will. So will I. Have a good weekend, Mike.
You too, guys. Be safe up there.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.